Dafchov Tesla with Aleph, the second line from the top of the Yomit. Betisha Ba'ov Nigzar Alaveisenu Shlo Yichnasu La'aretz. The Gzeira was Betisha Ba'ov Minola. Perceive Ayehi, that is the Gzeira that the Dera Midbar came down to Eretz Yisrael. Perceive Ayehi Ba'chedesh Arishain Ba'shona Hashenis. The Mishkan was set up the Chodesh B'Shana Hashem, number one. Well, Ma'amar, Shana Rishayna Osa Moshe Samishkan, Shniya Eike Moshe Samishkan, V'Shiluach Meraglim. Now, the Shiluach Meraglim, that is clear that was when there was a Mishkan. Because it says that Kvod Hashem Nira Bo Yil Moed by the Meraglim. So there was a Mishkan. So now we know, so Kolchoch, the Shiluach Meraglim was B'Shana Hashniya. That we know already, because the Kamas HaMishkan first was B'Shana Hashniya. Uchsi, Vayihi B'Shana Hashenis B'Chodesh Hasheni B'Eschem B'Chodesh, Na'ala Ho'onon Me'al Mishkan Ha'edis. That the Onan went up from the Mishkan Eidis, Uchsi Vayisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shloishes Yomeh. So, Chof Iyo, they left Har Sinai, Omer Abchome Bachanina Oise Yoim Soru Me'achay Hashem, Vayisu Mehar Hashem Soru Me'achay Hashem. We'll see in Rashi what the limit. So the Soru Me'achay Hashem 3 days. Now right afterwards, on this man, there was the Safsav Hisabu Taiva, or Yeshuv of Yivku Gambana Yisrael. Now, there was a month that they were eating. They were eating a month, the slop. Tahav Elohu Eschim V'tartin B'sidim. So the month ended Chof Bei Sivin. That's what we'll see Rashi and Tosfos, how the Cheshbon works. Uchsi Batisogeh Miriam Shiva Shiyami. And then right afterwards, this Batisogeh Miriam Shiva Shiyami. Tahav Elohu Esrim V'tisha Bei Sivin. So after the Chodesh ended, so now there was the Parsha of Miriam. So that was a 7 day affair. So that was Choftes in it. Choftes and seven is Choftes. Chsiv, and right afterwards, Chsiv Shlach Lecho Anoshim, that was the union of the Shiluch Meraglim. Besanye Be'esrim V'tisha B'sivin Sholach Moshe Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Meraglim, Choftes Sivin. Chsiv V'yashuvu Mitur Ha'oretz Miketz Aboim Yoyim. So, 40 days after the Shiluach Meraglim, they came back. Like the Gemara, see that the Cheshbon is, well, according to Rashi, they had to come back, Ches Ov, and there were the Leil Tisha B'Av was the Abchi, the Bochub, the Abchi, B'Shalchinam. So now, the Gemara asks if they left Choftes Sivan, and they came back 40 days later, so they wouldn't come back Chesov. They'd come back, Chesov is not 40 days. Chesov is not 40 days yet. They'd come Chesov yet. So, Omar Abaye, Tammuz dahi shaita meluye malyua. No, they came back 40 days later, Chesov, because Tammuz normally is a chosav, has 29 days, but this was, it had 30 days. The Chsiv kora lai moyit, that was another day, Yom Tov, there was 2 days, Rish Chodesh, that means Lamed and Lamed Alpul was Rish Chodesh, Lishper Bachurai. That brought about Lishper Bachurai. Chsiv Atisa Kola Eidah Vayitnu Askoilom Vayivkom Balai Lohu אמר רבי, אמר רבי יוחנן, אויסי היום ערב תשעה באב הויה, או אויסי לילה ליל תשעה באב הויה, or we'll see Oysa Yom Tisha Bavoya. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ate Bechise Bechia Shel Chinam, you cried in a Bechia Shel Chinam, Vani Kebe Elohem Bechia Ledeiros. Now, let us see Rashi. We try to figure out the Cheshbainis of the Gemara. For Amar Abchome Bachanina Oysa Hayoyim, Mehar Loshin Maher. So the Menachem Eshev Nefesh wants to say there's missing another mem. That Yisu Mehar Hashem Maher Me Hashem. That they ran away Maher Me Hashem. They Mzich Ga'ayot Me Hashem. So missing another mem from the Shem. And like the Chazal says, Ketinek Abireyach Mibeis HaSeifa. That started all the Torahs. Because they told man that a person is Dovak in Torah, so he has the Shmira of Torah. But if they ran away from Torah, so then they became susceptible to all Nishayinis and Zemduch Gefalim. I once thought, the Goyin says, Mishlei, if a Taishish Pshat and Posik, the Taiva Yevakesh Nifrod, so the Goyin says, a person who is Nifrod, Minatayre, so he becomes a Baal Taiva. Tolzman, he's Dovak and Taiva, doesn't have any Taivas. That's in the Rambam and Seif Hilchus Yisurib, he also says the same thing. Leiva, Poni Minachochme, he has these Nisyanis of Taiva. But like this, so a Taiva Yevakesh Nifrod. So it's very interesting that the Isabu Taiva, and then all of a sudden it says Vayivkul Mishpachaisav. So the Aliske Mishpaches. So it's a Muyim de Kezach. L'chayre the Isa Arayis was not said then. This Arayis was from before, and all of a sudden there's such a massive that they're crying. We're talking about elderly people, not plain English. All of a sudden they can't be soivled, that they're mukbul, that they can't marry whoever they want. What manishtan, what was till now? Well, that's pshat l'tayva yivakesh nifrod. I mean, it's kozma, they were dovik in teire, so it didn't bother them. But now that they were nifrod min teire, bochu mi beis ha-sefer, so then all of a sudden all these things meant a lot to them. Yisavu tayva and bochu mishpachoiso. So, but that was because there was Maher, they were Bireyach mi Beis HaSeifer. Achshav, Narashi starts making a cheshbon. We want to prove that the Shiluach, we want to prove one thing, and they get along. We want to prove in our sugya that the Shiluach Meraglim was Chof Tesiv. That's what we want to prove. And then if it's Chof Tesiv, so then we'll see that they came back Ches Bo'ov. So Rashi makes a cheshbon. Achshav, shetitel yud tes yomim mechodesh iyah kodem aliyas ono, you'll take away 19 days. Is poshul hu yud. So now there's left in chodesh iyah 9 days. Iyah is a chosah. Vahani yud hoyu. So now we know that from when the Vayisu Mehar Sinai, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, till the Shiluach Meraglim, there was three things occurred. There was the Nesiyah of 3 days, a Achila of Chodesh Yomim, and a Hezger of 7 days. And then was the Shiluach Meraglim. So Rashi says, Rashi makes a chesed like this. So we have the vial in Chodesh Iyar, we have 10 days. Bahanu Yud, Poshlu Yud, we have 10 days left over. Bahanu Yud, so in these 10 days now, we'll stick in Oyu Ben Derech Shloish Shami. We have, they were going on a Derech for 3 days. Bezayin Daskoras Miriam, and we have 7 days of Askoras Miriam, so the Yaivitz explains, Rashi is not saying now how the Seder was. The Seder was, the Askoras Miriam was after the Chodesh Shomim of the Asafsa. But Rashi just wants to say, he just wants to put all these, the three historical factors into place to figure out that, Choftes Sivan, they sent them the Meraglim. So Rashi says like this. So let's make it an easy cheshbon. We have 10 days. We have to take care of 3 days of Vayisu, Shloisha Shomim, and we have 7 days of Miriam. Va'ani Yud. So the Val Hoyu Bein Der Shloisha Shomim, V'Zayin Daskoras Miriam. V'Chaydish. Now we have to have a Chaydish of that they ate the slop. And a chodesh means a chodesh shalavone. So now there are 39 days. We say choftes. So we have choftes yomim in Sivan, and yud yomim in Iyar. Ashtishtakach the Moshe Shilach Maraglim bechoftes the Sivan. So now, that's next on the agenda, Shiluach Meraglim. So that was Choftes the Sivan. Let's just finish the Rashi, then we'll see the Bach. Hani Aboim Nokichat. So the Gemara asks, it's 39 days, Beis Misivan. You don't hear 40 days, Beis Misivan. The Choftes Mitamus. So that is already 31. Havalamadalit. The Chesmei of, you want to say they came back Chesmei of, and Leil Tisha B'Av was a Leil B'chiyah. So you have 31 and 8 is 39. And they came back, it says 40 days. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers that that year Tammuz was a Mole. So now we had another day. Here Rashi in big down in the Musaf Rashi that Rashi in Shua says Tamas de Ishaite Shoshona Hashniya Litzis Mitzrayim Shnishtalchobo Meraglim Besrim Vetisha Besivin. So we sent out Chofta Sivin Meluye Malyua the Tamas Lefikach Iraboy Yoim Chazoras Meraglim. So therefore, so we have another day in Tamas Bishmoina Ba'ov. So they came back, Shmein above, Vayiv Ka'om Balayla Hu B'tisha Bov Bochu B'chiyah Shalchinam Bukulam B'chiyah L'dayreis. That's what Rashi says in Shuas. Now, let us see the Bach, and then we'll try to see Taisvis, how much we can understand from Taisvis. But of Kaponim, from the Bach, we understand the Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, shall in the many can taste how much we can understand. So let's see the Bach, Sif Kotten Hay. The Chodesh shall Choftes Yomim. Nichtov Betzida, mi Perish Rashi Mevuah, the Meporish at Chodesh Yomim, Chodesh Shalavon. Rashi understood that Chodesh Yomim, what it says by the Safsuf, and the at Chodesh Yomim, Tainu Choftes Yudbeis of Shin Tzadikimu. So 29 days. V'nimtza, so according to Rashi, it comes out like this. Shloisha yomim shesol, the 3 days that Vayisu mehar Hashem shesorum achay Hashem. So that's Chof, Chof Aleph, v'chof beis me'ir. So we have here, wapta chof beis ir. Nish'aru shiva me'ir. Well, we have 7 days left over. Ir has 29 days, 7 more days. The Chof Beis Misivin Sheboy, so we have here 7, and Chof Beis Misivin is 22, is 29. Sheboy Kolo Chodesh Shomim Shach Luboso Tain Chof Tes Yoyim. So Memela, so this Fakel Sarashi, it says they ate a Chodesh, and the Chodesh, so the Chodesh started L'Chayre Chof Gimel. So Chav Gimel is the first day, so Chav Gimel till Chav Tes is 7 days. And then you have another Chav Beis Yomim,
in Sibin, so that's Chav Tes Yom, so 29 days, that's called the Eira Chodesh. Before we go further, Sabtud Yehama was Ma'ira, in the Pasuk it says, when Safsef Hisabu Taiva, so it says in the Pasuk, V'lo'om Toima Hiskatshu L'mocho, V'chaltem Boso, Ad Chodesh Yomim. So the Chodesh did not start, the Chodesh started the next day. So you're counting, like the Bach is saying as follows. Chof, Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, that was the 3 days of Sovu Mehar Hashem. That was 3 days. Nish'aru Shiva Me'ir, and then it was left over 7 days. 7 days, and 22 days of Sivan, so it comes out all together, there are 29 days. There are 29 days. So L'chayre, so Rashi starts from Chav Gimel. So it seems from Rashi, the Safsef was Chav Gimel. So if the Safsef was Chav Gimel, so then the Chodesh is starting from Chav Dalet. So it won't end Chav Beis Sivan. That's what he has for Shaila. So by Emerson, Rashi in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Tezayin says, "B'soich Gimel Yomim Lemasom Hisavu Taiva." That B'soich Gimel Yomim Lemasom Hisavu Taiva. Hisavu Taiva was not after the third day. B'soich Gimel Yomim. So Chaybezayit says, very good. So the third day, Chav Beis, was Isavu Taiva. And the Rabbi Nishlam said, the Chodesh Yomim will start from Machros Chav Gimel. So Chav Gimel starts already, so you have 7 days in Iyah, and 22 days in Sivan, and you have 29 days. L'chay Razayit HaMezogim, according to Rashi. Oy tzvir lele Rashi, zogt Bach weiter, Rashi also holds, dam raglim bo besoif shmini lo, that they came shmini lo. Shrei leil tes bochu bechiyu sholchinam, they came by day, and then it said, vayivku, the Gemara brings down that the leil, oysay laila, and there was a bochu bechiyu sholchinam, because there the pasuk says, "Batisa kol ha'eda v'itnu askeilam, ayivku ha'am balayla lahu." So if we say that Leil Tisha B'Av was there was bochu bechiyu sholchinam, so they had to come the eighth day. They came back the eighth day, Ches B'Av, and that night was bochu bechiyu sholchinam. Shalel tes bochu bechiyu shachina vukvul adayis. Period. So this is Shitas Rashi. Avol atoisvis nechleku olov. Besvir elohu. Now there's a double machlokes between Toisvis and Rashi. Now Toisvis holds that chodesh yomim have a chodesh sholem shal shloishim yom shleim. That a chodesh is not a chodesh shalavone, which is 29 days. No, a chodesh is 30 days. So now we have a problem already. That means that we were under the Rashi explained that there were 3 days, Nosa Mahar Hashem, and the chodesh started from Chav Gimel Iyo, and from Chav Gimel Iyo to Chav Beis Sivan is 29 days. Now, Taisvis held that it's not a chodesh of Chav Tes Yom, the Chodesh of Lamed Yom. So if we're going to start Chav Gimel Iyo, the Chodesh, so then we won't end up Chav Beis Sivan, we'll end up Chav Gimel Sivan. The Nidcheku Leforesh, so therefore Taisvis, Taisvis says the Chodesh means Lamed Yom, the Yom Gimel Shesoru, the Hainu Chav Beis Me'iyo, Nechshav Lekan Lekan, the Yom HaGimel Shesoru Hu Atmai HaYom HaRishen MeHachodesh Sheochlu Boso. So Tosfos holds that they started eating the slav Chof Beis. And according to the Cheshbin, if the Achilas HaSlov was a day after Isavu Taive, the Isavu Taive was Chof Aleph then. So the second day of Sorah Me'ar Hashem is, that's you have to say according to Tosfos. That's one Machlokes. Ba'oi, that's one Tosfos. Ba'oi Nechlaku, that is another Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Sviralu, Tosfos holds, the Chof test the Sivin, Sheboi Sholach Meraglim. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim, Chof test Sivin. Oba Einei Nechshav Becheshbin Memyoim. The Meraglim, so that's not the 40 days that the Meraglim went. Elohu Nechshav Mizayin Yomim Daskoris Miriam. But this was the last day. Chof test was the last day of Askoris Miriam. Miriam, Leinosu Ameraglim Ragleim Ela Beyoim Lamedisivin. That means Mesh Rabbeinu sent them Chof Tesivin. That's right, but they didn't go out Chof Tesivin. They went out Lamedisivin. They went out Lamedisivin. So if they went out Lamedisivin, so we have to start counting 40 days from Lamedisivin. So let's make a cheshbon. So Lamed Sivan is the first day. Then we have Tammuz is 30 days, is 31 days. The whole Tammuz is 31 days. Now we need another 9 days in order to be 40 days. So they first came back Tisha B'Av. According to Tyson, they came back Tisha B'Av. Lefize tzorich lefarish leishava maraglim. Elo betes ba'ov. So they first came back tes ba'ov. B'soif hayoyim. Sha'oz bochu b'chiyah shalchinam. V'nikva aleyim b'chiyah ledoiris. Ki le'eis ha'erev samach l'chashaycha itzisu bo'y ha'eish. Lefize le'gersin en ois hayoyim erev tisha ba'ov ho'yo. That's we have this gears in parenthesis. Ois hayoyim erev tisha ba'ov ho'yo. They came back cheso. Because according to Tosfos, Allah is saying, I say, I'm test Bob Hoy. According to Tosfos, the Meraglim came back. If there was a 40 day, they came back on Tisha B'Av. So Mitzad Echad, the Bach makes it beautiful. That means it comes out, they first came back Tisha B'Av. And the Bechiyah was Le'eis Erev. So he says, you see, the Hashkoch, Amir de Kashkoch, that Eitzisu es HaMikdosh Le'eis Erev. Like this, according to Rashi, they cried the night before, and Eitzisu es HaMikdosh Le'eis Erev. So, upon them, it's the same day, Tisha B'Av. According to Tosfos, it's Amir de Kmechuvin. Takel, they first started crying Le'eis Erev, and that's when Eitzisu HaMikdosh. Yeah. Now, there's two problems. Tuviyama was Ma'irim. Let's look at it's if they came back Tisha B'Av, so let's look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Batisa kol ha'edah, vayitnu es koilam, this is Tisha B'Av, vayivku ha'om balaylo hahu. So they cried the next night. So they cried not Tesh B'Av, they cried Yud B'Av. The night, the Pasuk says, Batisa, okay. So that's a problem. So we'll say, it's nishkefela. We'll say Pshad is, Batisa eskoilam vayivka homlailahu. They were crying the whole night, but they started crying before the skiyah. Good. We won't make an asik out of this. And we'll still say like the baksas or a mela. Right before the skiyah, they started crying vayivka homlailahu. Fine. But let's look further in Chumash. He was meira meiradik. In Chumash it says, what happened that night? It says, it says, Vatisa kavayiv kombalailahu, and then it says, vayiloinu al moyishiva arin. And then there was a whole asik. The pashtis is that was by that night they were crying. And the next day, vayiloinu al moyishiva arin. And then later it says, vayoymer Hashem im yiru es ha'oretz. So when did this happen? This happened Yud Ba'av. That's Sicha. That the Gzeira was Yud Ba'av. That's the Chapela. We're just learning the Gemara. The Gemara says, Betisha Ba'av nigzach ala veisenish la yichnesu la oret. That the gzeira was tesbov, it's ichana tesbov, if they first came tesbov. So la chayra the gzeira was yudbov. She has tamir the kikashe. Pesach nish, it's absurd. Okay, now we have to understand one more thing. Learning Taisvis from the Bach is very good. The Bach tells us pshat and Taisvis. Now, we'll try to learn Taisvis in the Veinik. The Marsha says that he couldn't figure out the Taisvis. The Yavid said that he made a few guys and it's very good. No problem. We'll see later. Like, there's a lot of problems, but let's try to learn a little bit, understand that the first Taisvis is Mamish Shaklach, but let's try to understand a little bit of Taisvis. Sok Taisvis. Dechsiv ad chodesh yomim havalu chof beis besivin. So the Gemara says that they ate the slav of chodesh yomim. So it comes out the chodesh ended chof beis besivin. So now let's just say the Ivrim Taisvis. Peish. Chashoyv me esrim yomim shel ret chodesh iyot. Take away 20 days from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. She'll take away 20 days from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Atzayfai timtza tes yomim. Then, so from the, start from the 21st day. So from Chav Aleph till Chav Tes is 9 days. So you have 9 days in Iyar. Nimtza bechav besivin. So Chav Sivin is Chav Tes. So Taisus is showing you, if you start counting from Chaf Aleph, so Chaf, you start counting from Chaf Aleph Iyo, so Chaf Sivin will be 29 days. So we see Al Kaponim in the Yemei HaChodesh, in order for it to be 30 days, it has to be the same day of the month above. From Chaf Aleph to Chaf is 29. Here Taisus says what the problem is. What Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi. Rashi says Chaydish means a Chaydish Shalavone, and Taisus says no, Va'at Chaydish Yomim Avishloishim Yomim. It's 30 days. Im Kain Lefize Timtso Me Esrim Ushnayim L'Chaydish Hasheni. Now, so we have to have 30 days. We have to have 30 days. The 30 days have to end by Chof Beis Sivan. So, Timso, Me Esrim Ushnayim L'Chodesh Haseini, Dizeh Iyo, Chodesh Sholem at Chof Beis the Sivan. So, there's 30 days from Chof Beis Iyo to Chof Beis Sivan. That's good. So, that's not bad. So, we have to... The Gimel Yomim, but now we have a problem. But so starting to count from Chof Beis Iyo is so that's good. So start time we'll say that the month started from Chof Beis Iyo to Chof Beis Sivan, so that's 30 days. The Gimel Yomim Shenosu Mehar Hashem. Now there are, so we probably have 30 days. And we have another 3 days, Shenosu Mehar Hashem, Arei Lamed Gimel. So there are 33 days. Dal Minayu, so there's a problem over here. We started the Lamed Yom from Chav Beis, and now we need another 3 days. Dal Minayu Beis Yomim de Be'esrim Bachodesh Nale Ha'ono. Now take away another 2 days. So we have here, so Taisus is saying like this, the Chodesh started Chof Beis. So, because if it ended Chof Beis, if it ended Chof Beis Sivan, need a 30-day month, if it ended Chof Beis Sivan, here to start Chof Beis Iyar. Fine. So we know the Chodesh started Chof Beis Iyar and ended Chof Beis Sivan. Now, but we have another 3 days we have another 3 days. Dalmi nayu beis yomim. Now let's take away 2 days, Chof Aleph and Chof. So now we have 2 days about that they travel. We have a month. We're stuck. We're missing. We need another day over here. We have a problem because they travel 3 days. Now, the next Viyatalushna Yomim Poshuch of Gimel, if we'll erase this or not understand this, let's go a little further. Is Dal, so Mamela, we have here now 2 days traveling, 1 month of eating the slop, is Dal Yoimo Min Shloisha She'echod Min Gimel Yomim Hoyo Bechlal HaChodesh. So Mamela, so Tosfos is saying that the Dal Yoimo Min Shloisha, that means the third day of traveling was also the third day of, the third day of traveling was also the first day of the Chodesh, and that's what the Bach says. The Bach says that that's what Tosfos holds. That Tosfos holds again the Lashon of the Bach, that's what the Bach says. Avo Tosfos Necht Kualo. The reason Tosfos is Chodesh, Tachoinim say Tosfos is very right. Apichashim the Keranoyre the Gvur Sari a month is 30 days with the Lishon of the Kor, not 29 days. So that's what the Bach says. Avol Tosfos Necht Goalim Besvirlo that Chodesh Yomim have a Chodesh Shalim Shal Shloishim Yom Shleimim. That is the 30 days. The Nitrekul Leforesh the Yom Gimur Shesoru the third day of traveling. Kainachov Beis Miyul Nechshem Lekan Lekan. That was the Yom Gimel Shesoru Atzma Yemerishim Achodesh Achlubosa. So Chav Beis Iyar was the first day of the Chodesh that they started eating the slops. That's what Taisa says over here. Dal Yom Min Shloisha. That means we have 3 days. We have a problem. How are we going to cram these 3 days and plus the 30 days and end up Chav Beis Seven? Is Dal Yom Min Shloisha. She'echot min ha-gimel yomim, one of the 3 days that they travel, hoye b'chlal ha-chodesh. So poshe lohu, so now it's left over that chav beis, that they could end by chav beis seven. That's what Pesazoi, more or less, roughly, the Tosfos, the way the Bach says pshat. Amar Abaye, Tammuz dauhi shato meluyoi malyuo. Now here's the second Tosfos. That Tosfos is also chaylik and Rashi. Tosfos holds that the mem yoim of the meraglim did not start chavtes seven. It started chavtes tammuz. It started lamet tammuz. Us omar by tammuz di shato meluyoi malyuo. For also oisoi Mishloishim Yomim. So it was made 30 days, Sheyichlu Hamem Yomim. So here Tosfos says that the 40th day should end Betisha Bo'o. Not the way Rashi says the 40th day ended Cheso. The Bechir was Tisha Bo. Now Tosfos holds that the 40th day ended Tisha Bo. So now Tosfos says, how does that come about? Shloishim Yomim de Tammuz. The Echad de Sivan, there was only 1 day of Sivan, the Bechoftes Sholach HaMeraglim, he sent the Meraglim Choftes, but the Bach says, but they first left, Lamed Sivan, they left Lamed Sivan. So B'mel, you only have 1 day of Sivan in their Nesiyah, the Tisha B'Av, so you have 30 and 1 and 9, Arei Aboim Yomim. And the Meraglim came back in Tisha B'Av. So then again we have this problem, how the Gemara can say that, but Tisha B'Av was Nikzer the Gzeira from the Pasuk, it seems clear that the Gzeira was Zichah the next day. That was the Kasha to be Hama asked. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Chorav Habayis Borishoina. Now we had before that on Tisha B'Av was Chorav Habayis Borishoina. Tichsiv u'bachodesh achmishi v'shivo lachodesh. Hishnas 19 shana lemelech Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel. This is Ov, the seventh day in Ov, the 19th year of Melech Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel. Bon Nebuzradon rav tabochim eved melech Babel Yerushalayim vayisraif es beis Hashem. So from this pasuk in Melachim, it would seem that the Sfeifus Abayis was Zion Ov. Uchsiv, now it says in Yirmiyeh, Ubachidesh Achmishi, Be'osir Lachidesh, Hishnas Cha Esrei Shona L'melech Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bovel, Bom Nevuz Radron Rav Tabochim, Om Levnei Belech Bovel B'Yerushalayim. And there it says the next posik that he burnt the Beis HaMikdash. So we have here Astira and Tupsukim. In Melachim it says he burnt it Zionov. In Yirmiyah it says he burnt it Yudov. The Tanya, so we learned that Barais. Yev Shalayma B'Shiva, you can't say there was burnt Shiva, Shekva Nema B'Osa. He came first the 10th day to burn. V'ev Shalayma B'Osa, Shekva Nema B'Shiva. Okay, so the Gemara says, B'Shiva Nichnesu Nochim Laichol. They were nichnes nachim lahichol, va'ochlu v'kilkulu boi shvi shmini uchi. Samuch lach hasheicho, hitzisu boi esau, v'yedoylek v'hoylech kol hayem kulay. And it was doylek kol hayem kulay, shenema oylonu kipona hayoim. That Oilon Kipona Yom is going about, that Leis Erev, that's Hitzisu HaMikdash. Ki Noto Tzila Lei Erev, and it burnt the whole day Yud, Ad Yinoto Tzila Yerev, the whole day Yud. That's what happened. Ba'ayna Doma Rab Yoichanan, Umole Yoyisi, Ba'oise Yadur, Loikavativ, Elo Ba'asiri, Kidnei Sherubay Shalheichol Ba'inisra. Rabbonon aschalta de peronuso adife. That's why the Rabbonon hold that the Iker peronius is the aschala, because it started Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yochanan holds lochayri you should go boso huboy shalheichol nisraf, so that is Yud B'Av. There is a kashe that they speak about in Baba Kama. There's a machloikis in Baba Kama if Ishay Mishum Chitzov, Ishay Mishum Mamoinoi. Ishay Mishum Chitzov means that when a person is madlik an Eish, so we say whatever the Eish will do, we consider it like he did it. It's called Odom Hamazik. And therefore, it's called a person, let's say, is madlik an eish, and then it goes and burns someone that's tied down there after 5 days. Someone was tied there, and he was madlik an eish, and it burns him after 5 days. He's called a retzeich, because it's called koicha. Ishim ishim chitzav, it's called his maise. So there's a very famous, in the Muki Yosef, in the Sechtes Baba Kama, the Muki Yosef of Baba Kama asks, how is an isha permitted to be madlik neiris erev Shabbos? Because we say whatever is being done with the Eish is like he's doing it. So Lecheira says it's like she's being madlik in Shabbos. So the Muki Yosef says, you say this to Keteretz, he says, Ishim Hashem Chitzav means that whatever will happen from the Eish, that he was madlik, be considered that he did it b'shas hadlokeh. So that means when miyaches, the later pulis, to him, but it was done b'shas hadlokeh. So memela the hadlokeh in Shabbos was done to him erev Shabbos. That's a taisi shem mishum chitzav. So it comes out amir de kechidish tachin mukim yosef says. It comes out if a person was madlik an eish, and it was and then he died, and then it was mazik. So be mechuyev because it's called that he did the hezek when he was alive. The Miyachas says that he was alive. So the Achayim ask Akasha, Rabbi Yochanan holds Ishe Mishum Chitzov. So Ishe Mishum Chitzov, so it means that the whole Hezek of the Beis HaMikdosh that was Nisraf Yud So it's Ki'ilu was all done test. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say, if he would have been in the Beis Hamikdash, he would have been in that day, he would have made the Tainus Yud, Rabbi Yochanan Shitasa, the Tainus should have been test, because the Keltas Lucky was the test. Yishim Yishimachitza means whatever happens later, we say, Ki'ilu, he did it before. So in Teretz, they bring down from Davnei Nezer that that's very true. Legabi the Maisa Hamadlik is Mechuyir from Tes, but Legabi the Chuben happened, we're not being Misana on what they did. We're Misana on what happened to us. We lost, the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed Yud. They're Achroi from it from Tes, but our Hesed is in Yud. So that's why it's, that's why Rabbi Yechanan said that that's why you saw the tiny should have been used. I'd like to read over the Pesach Einayim. Says it brings a very interesting medrash. On this pasuk, Oy lonu kifono yoyim ki yinotu tzilulei eret. He brings a medrash, ksaviyat. Matzosi b'medrash eicha meirazal ksaviyat. He brings the medrash as follows. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYirmiya leich anosay. Rabbi Yisrael told Yirmiya shegot anosay. Shekol zman sheYirmiya be'ir lehoyo oivim nichnosim l'seicha. So, lekach sholchi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'anosay. He sent them to anosay. Mahola, Bainsham says to go to Hanosis, Abnabagay. Meyad, Sheyotza, Nichnesu Sham Ha'ivim, Vidliko Asir, Vesofa, Beis, he's in Hanosis already, so then they were able to be Machiv, the Ir, and the Beis Hamikdash. Uchishechoza, Yirmiya, Lova, Yiliru Shalai. When he came back, he went to Hanosis, finished, but now he was Uboat Chatziya Derech, Ba'olo Al Har Echot, Korav Yiliru Shalai. Then he saw already that Nebuch, everything is burning. Biyat kore Yirmiya begodov nos neifar al roishay umiher lovay. He started running back to Yerushalayim. Hoylech uvoyche v'tzayik. Umiher lovay. Why did he start running? So he says, it brings a meiradike medrash. The medrash says, ki kva ovru yomim rabim, Shoyu Yirmiya Nar Unabuchadnetzer, the Yirmiya Hoyim Etailim Yachad. So he brings a Maise, Yirmiya and Nebuchadnetzer in their younger years, they were walking together. Va'oise Hayoim Lehoye Nebuchadnetzer Melech, then he wasn't a Melech, Kim Oni Venivzer. He was a poor person and a buzzy. Va'oye Oimer, so he was talking out loud. If I would be a melech on the whole world, if I'd be a melech, that's what I would do. So that he's not talking fantasies. Whatever he says is going to be. This person is going to be. Show me men. He says, look, I hear what you're saying. I see you're a great man. You have taken meridic potentials. Penle Yerushalay. Listen, so if you'll do it. They were friends. These two were friends. Penle Yerushalay. Omaloy lo yeteng. No, I won't give you Yerushalay. Shuv amali tenli beis hamikdash. Amali leyate. Shuv amali tenli amatenli ayin sanhedrin. Amali leyate. Shuv amali tenli tenoike shal beis rabot. Amali leyate. Amali ma titenli. Listen to everything. We're friends. You won't give me anything? Amali. Kol ma she'tuchal lahatzil ulohoitzi min ha'ir mechatzi hayoim ad ha'erev. Whatever you'll be able to take out from the ear, mechatzi hayoim ad ha'erev, that you can take out. I won't stop you. Ulekach mi elovei l'Yerushalayim. So that's pshat, that when he was coming back, the Rebbe Yisrael sent him to Anosei, And when he went on us, and then he came back, so he started running to Yerushalayim because he knew he had this aftochah. He couldn't even be matzel one person. V'zer shenemar oilonu kipono hayoim ki yinotu tzilulei erev. That's pshat in the post. That's what the Medrash says, that Yirmiyah said that he had upon him this opportunity of ki yinotu tzilulei erev kipono hayoim. And then he says we find Vatam shoyekorev das leYirmiyah im Nebuchadnezzar. We see that Yirmiyah and Nebuchadnezzar were close. The gamish etzivel and Nebuzradon olav mioid. That he warned Nebuzradon he should protect him. Nothing should happen to Yirmiyah. He says, what brought about this gevaldik kesher? So he says that Yirmiyah was a gilgul of Shloima Melech. The Nebuchadnezzar was a gilgul of Zerah Bitoi. So Memele, and from this Zerah came out Nebuchadnezzar. So Memele, he says, that's why they were very close, because this was Nebuchadnezzar had the neshama of Shlomo Melech's daughter, and the neshama of Shlomo was in Yirmiyah, so that's why these two were close. Akaponim. That's how he says pshat in this pasuk. Oilonu kifona yoyin ki yinoto tzilulei ehe. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ubishniya minola. How do we know? So we have here, it seems, Chazal wa miyashiv the psukim. One says 7, one says 10. So Kocha, that's the bow, Shiva and Kilkalu, and Le'eis Erev, it was, they were Madlikit. Ubishniya minola, how do we know that by the second Beis Hamikdash, it also was Nechav, the Tisha B'Av? The Sanya Megalgon, Chus Le'yim Zakai, V'choyva Le'yim Chai. Amru, Kshechorav Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev Berishoyne, Oisi Hayoim Tisha B'Av Hayo. So the Geir is Tisha B'Av, that Erev Tisha B'Av. Umaitsoi Shabbos Hayo, it was Sunday. Umaitsoi Shviyis Hayso, and it was the 8th year, the first year after Shviyis. Umishmarto shal yayoriv oiso. And Tisha B'Av, there was then the Mishmar of Yayoriv. Sunday, there was the Mishmar of Yayoriv. Aviyim o yoimrim shira va oimdem al duchan. They were then saying shira. Ma shira ha yoimrim. Va yoshev aleihem es oinam ubrosom yatsmisem. Lo hispiku loima yatsmisem Hashem alekeinu at shebo nochim bekofshum. So they were still saying shira tesbaov. See, this shira was, it was the wrong shira to say. This is not the shira that they said on the first day of the week. This is the shira that is said on Wednesday, Kel Nekames Hashem. But it seemed, let us see Rashi, but it somehow, by mistake, they said the shira, and they see the Ashkoch al Yoine, that the last words they said in the shira, by Yoshev Aleihem Es Oinom, Uberosom in Endero Yatzmisen. This is going on Klal Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'choyvei dechai v'ainetishabav dagirin liyas bayrois. Hochi garsine mekalgum susay dezakai mitzoi Shabbos yoim rishin. It was on a Sunday. Moitzoi shviyis shminis. Duchon mokeim osui kein itztebe v'olov leviyim oindem l'sheira. Ayoshev aleim es oinam avrosam yatzmisim Hashem alekein v'mizma kel mekomis Hashem v'hushir shayoyim arvi v'hai da omri lei b'yoyim rishayim ilaye ba'al mahabel v'nofo b'pumayu. This tamazoyep says they fell into their mouths. K'damrinim be'erchim Perish Elia, this the Pesach Inayim says it's not from Rashi, it's a Perish Elia Kino. Shekain Targim Yenisim Nazil Shokine Tu Elia. Chamoy Eli Kibsula Chaguva Sak Albal Murel Shekagushe Kainini Ubchi. Now, L'chayre, we have to understand one thing. We heard just before that by the Rishon, Nichnesu Akum B'Shvi, B'Shmini, B'Tshi, B'Kilkulu Boy. So they were Rachman and Etzlan doing what they were doing in the Beis HaMikdash. And here it says that the Mishma of Yehoyoriv was being Makriv Akolben B'Tshi. So weiss the chois that somehow with the kilkulu was a move the kematzev. They were kilkulu, but the mishma of Yoyoriv calls man. They let them do anything. They were doing weiter. I mean, the Gurus Ari brings down that the Tomid, what were they makriv? They were makriv on Eilus Nedovit, says they were makriv. They said Shiran on Eilus Nedovit because the Tomid already was bottled from Shibosa Betamis, so there was no Tmidim. It wasn't a Kolben Tzibur, it was an Eilus Nedove. Nepsazoi, they said, Shire, whenever they could chap a rein, that means it's a Moiradike Gvure. Ken Zogn, the Tzitzbo, Akum, Vikilklu, and they're standing on the Duch and they're saying Shire, and Nepsazoi, till they stopped them, they were there the whole time. That means they stopped them. By Tisha B'Av they couldn't stand their shir anymore, and Bo Nochim Bekovshim. Let us see Taisvus. Vayoshev Leim Es Oynam Vrosam Yatzmisam Leispiku Leim Yatzmisam Hashem Lekeinu At Shabo Ha'Oivim. There's base posik, yes, base poemim yatzmisim. They speak o loima hasheini, the second yatzmisim at shabo vekovsha. Poema ri, af al gav. They ain't oise posik klal bemizbar shil shamaitsoi shabbos. Yeralem kach shamoise posik. Yep, so the problem is the ri, it's a gemar on Elchin that says this. Yishami meforish ilaya, nokat perish ilaya, vekmei eli kipsula, davaloshen kinek, my shekoyin ha'ilam, the yunya balas. Okaponim, that's what happened, Tisha. Vechain bishniya, the shniya also was, doesn't mean there was this mishma, the yore wasn't by the bayashaini. There's a shayla that I think in the Gemara, if it was Bishminis, I think the first year of the Shemitah, but Bechein Bishni al Kaponim, that there was also Nisraf, Betisha. Nilkada Beita, we hear in the Mishnah that Tisha B'Av was Nilkada Beita Gemara. Nechesh Shahir, look at Ainen Yaakov on the side, the left side, is Nami Gemara. Tanya, there was Nechesh Ha'ir, they were Nechesh, they were Chayrish the Heichel, and parts of the ear also. Kshechorash, Trunus Nufis Haroshes Heichel, then he wanted they were Chayrish the Mokim Heichel, they were Chayrish Rishalayim, Nigzra Gzeira al Rabban Gamliel Lahariga. So at that same time, so they wanted to take care of everything of a breita even Rachman Nislan. So the sorim of Tunas Lubis Roshe were also guys that they're going to be killed Rabban Gamliel. Ba'odin echod va'omad bebeis hamedrash. So one of the sorim, which seems had the cheres of Rabban Gamliel, he came to beis hamedrash. Va'omar and he said up as I still hate. Balachaitim mispakesh, that they're looking for the balachaitim. Balachaitim, bal koime betzura Rashi says, Lishnachina godol ador. He told them they're looking for the godol ador. They're searching for him. Balachaitim mispakesh. The Ben Yoda wants to say that, a few pshotim, balachaitim He says the nose is the thing that L'chaire protrudes the most from a person. When he enters, the nose comes first. So that's, so you want to give a moshul that they don't mean the starting with Rabban Gamliel. He's the Baal HaChaitim, he's the first one. But they have more on their list. That's one pshat he wants to say. Another pshat he wants to say that an Olam Haba, a person is Nene Mechush HaReach from the Chaitim. So Baal HaChaitim is Bakish, that means Mezuch Shein Baal HaChaitim, that he's not, he won't be anymore in this world, he'll be an Olam Haba. Shama Rabban Gamliel, so he got the message, Ozal Toshem Inayim. He went and hid. Ozal Gabei Betzine, this Odin found him. Omalei Imatzil Noloch. If I'll rescue you, Maisisli La'alma Da'osi, you'll bring me to Ilam Haba. Omalei Hen. Yep. Amalei Ishtabali, didn't want to take it to Henshaloch Tzedek, we're talking about big things over here. So he said, swear to me. Ishtabali, he swore. Sorlik Le'igra, so he says, no, in Berger Lamhabit, Sorlik Le'igra, he went up to the roof. Nafel Umis. He died, he killed himself, he committed suicide. What did he accomplish with this? Ugmiri, the Chigazri, he was one of the Sorim that was involved in making this gzeire to kill Rabban Gamliel. The Chigazri gzeirte, if there was a group of sorim that made a gzeire, who mischad minayu, and one of them died, mevatli gzeiro sayu. So that was an omen by the Romans, that if before they were able to fear duch the gzeire, one of their people died, so that's a simon, they shouldn't fear ois the gzeire. So Memele, he killed himself to be Mevatel de Gzeira. Yotus Abasko v'omro odain ze mezumen l'chai oylam habo. The Yinyakiv asks, how could he guarantee him that he's a ben oylam habo? He said, I'm Gamliel Nu, that's one of the terutzim. That hoye betuach bizchusoy shim yatzilei memove shavi l'oylam habo. Gamliel was able to guarantee him. Let us see Rashi. Nechesh ha'ir kedavsiv tziyin tzada techorish shenechesh ha'kula v'nasas kesada harusha. Mizbakish lahorig beremez omaloish la'ikiru boi anshei ha'melach. Tosha nechba, he hid himself k'may tosha b'maroso. Ozal ha'odon eitzor ha'mgimlil b'tzineh ומשחד מיני מן היועצים וחסבורם שירה להם על שהרו לגזר.